These are stories from our story booth at Caldwell Presbyterian Church on Saturday, the 28th of October, 2023. This first interview features Zach and Sally Thomas telling some stories about African drumming and their experiences first learning about African drumming and how they ended up bringing that to the Charlotte area. You can learn more about this project by visiting the Faith Stories website, which is at faithstories.speedofcreativity.org. You can find more about Caldwell Presbyterian Church by visiting caldwellpresby.org. Hi, this is Wes Fryer. Today is October the 28th, 2023, and I am here with Zach and Sally Thomas, and we're going to talk about African drumming. Where did you all get interested and connected with African drumming?
Okay, this is Zach, and Sally and I went up into the mountains of North Carolina near CeeLo, and one night at midnight, we found a campfire in the mountains, and everybody had a drum, and they just drummed and drummed until the wee hours of the morning. And when we got back to Charlotte, we said, this is something we've got to do. And so I got a drum, and we were members of the Siegel Avenue Presbyterian Church, and I taught Richard Campbell how to do the Fanga Alafia Ashi Ashi song that I learned in Omega Institute up in New York for several years as a student of the African drumming movement lead. His name was, he's from Africa, Babatunde Olatunji. And so Richard and I got to be interested in that. And Sally's mother found out what we were doing, and she told Sally and me. What, Sal?
Or even go back, do you remember that camp, Sally, when you all first heard about that? CeeLo? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me
C-E-L-O.
A little? Yeah, tell me about CeeLo. What kind of a unique place is it?
Well, it's a camp really for children, but they have adult camps there sometimes too. But our daughter had gone to CeeLo for camp in the summers, and that's how we got connected with that area up there.
All right.
And there was a lot of people living up in the mountains who do real interesting things, and so we ran into the drumming group up there.
And you were saying it's a bit it's unique, not a lot of technology, or what makes that community unique?
That's true. They don't use much technology. They don't.
They build their houses with their own tools, and without using nails, they use wooden nails, and they help each other build each house. And
is it a religious community?
No. Not necessarily.
It's just people who love a simple way of life.
Thank you.
And they don't have fancy things.
Right. It reminds me of the Amish, but it's not Amish.
No, it's not.
Not Amish.
I think it might have some Quaker.
You're right. I think it does. Yeah.
And where is it close to? As far as is it near any towns?
Near Black Mountain.
Near Black Mountain.
Not too far from Black Mountain.
It's not in that Black Mountains section. Anyway, it's what's that bed and breakfast place that has it that might want to turn this
off. We can edit this part out. That's all right.
Anyway, it starts with a B up in there where Anne is from.
Anne Boone? Boone?
It's
Blowing Rock?
Blowing Rock?
Banner Elk.
Up in that area.
Banner
Elk. Okay. So you got interested in African drumming, and you shared that when you came back. Mm-hmm. What happened next? Were there some drums purchased at some point?
Well, at Siegel Avenue, Richard Campbell was working with the children there, and I thought that the drumming thing would be something that he and I both could enjoy as well as the children. But we only had a couple of drums, and so Sally's mother heard about this,
and she just offered to provide for them to buy more drums.
She donated $5,000.
Was it $5,000? Yeah, to buy all these drums so that all these young kids in the Piedmont Courts area of Charlotte could learn how to drum.
How many drums can you buy
We used that money to actually assemble a group of about at least a half a dozen teenagers with Richard and me to go up into the mountains and learn how to make the drums. And we actually made the drums up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We used the solid shells of a tree for the djembe drums, and there were other kinds of drums that we built, too. Came back with about at least 5 or 6 drums that we had made as a group. And at that time, the only place to drum was in that old Siegel Avenue Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie Summers was the pastor there. And I can't remember if we ever actually asked Charlie if we could drum in church. But no sooner had we started drumming than became an annual, not annual, but a weekly experience with Richard and me and the teenagers there.
Oh, wow.
Drumming, especially when he has given the benediction that we were free to drum as much as we wanted.
And then you're talking about right after the
right
service.
After church.
So Sunday morning
after
the service.
And we just drummed everybody out of the church. And
sort of like we sang the amen.
Yeah, yeah, right.
The drums.
That's where it came from, actually. That, that amen song came from.
Okay.
That's part of that. And Smitty Flynn also was gave us permission. He was a close friend to Richard. So between Richard and me and Smitty, we had the drums going every Sunday, whether people liked it or not. And after that, Richard kept with the teenagers and kept drumming to an extent, such a good extent, that he formed a band called the Aquaba Band, which actually was invited by the Charlotte Symphony to play with them on the open-air theater out near...
South Park.
Near
South Park?
Yeah, in the South Park area.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing them do that one time, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Is it like a summertime concert?
Yeah, it was the summer concert. And so Richard took the drum and would play sometimes with the Indian community's annual Indian festival.
Okay.
And between him and me, we would furnish Caldwell Presbyterian Church with some drumming for processionals and recessionals and the worship services.
Wow.
So... There was a couple of Shaker Rays, also that pink Shaker Ray with the beads on it.
Right,
That comes from Baba Tunde Olatunji's lessons from Omega Institute, and unfortunately, when we kept those drums, a couple of them, in the church, they were stolen.
Oh,
yeah. And I don't know, they were worth at least $300 or $400 jointly, maybe more than that, actually.
Oh, more than that.
Wow.
There was a tenor djembe and a bass djembe, and along with the stands.
Wow.
So we used them, and we've got videos of those moments that we play.
Oh, you do? That would be
here
great.
In Charlotte. So,
some photographs of them, too, or just the videos?
There's one of Richard using the Shaker Ray and me playing the two African drums together as the choir in the background is singing Banga Alafia.
Okay. So,
and that was just put on my Facebook, I think, and as well as the church's
Caldwell
conversations, I think.
Okay. All right.
But somebody found that and posted it not long ago.
Oh, great. I'll look for that.
Yeah.
I'll look for that. Wow. So was this from a particular country in Africa? Where was the tradition?
Nigeria.
It was a Nigerian?
Yeah, that was a huge African drumming movement in the late 70s, in the holistic health movements, and everybody was doing kind of things together. And
right.
I don't know if there's any book about that, but the father of the drumming movement in this country was Baba Tunde Olatunji. and he's the one I learned from.
Wow. And it was in New York that you went to this
Institute? That was Omega Institute up near Poughkeepsie and what's the other town up there? Starts with an R.
Upstate New York?
Yeah.
How did you get connected with them? Just when you heard about the drumming, that was the sort of the hub?
Holistic healing commune.
Sort of like going to Mecca?
Like Big Sur, California. Yeah, okay. It was our East Coast.
It was
the East Coast holistic health. Everybody was naked in the same sauna and stuff like that.
Now that was
those were the days,
mid-70s.
That was
the mid-80s.
Oh, was it that late?
Yeah. It wasn't the 60s, it was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
Maybe late 70s, but I was up there in the mid to late 80s.
Okay.
And anyway, also Tai Chi was the, we would do Tai Chi and African drumming at the same time. That's where I learned how to do Tai Chi.
Sounds kind of hippie.
So let me ask you sort of a spiritual question then. Did the participation in the drumming, how did that influence your sense of the Holy Spirit, of God, of the divine? Was there a spiritual connection to this? It sounds like there was definitely an engagement with the youth in terms of their participation and enjoyment, but was there any sort of, I guess, spiritual connection to it?
There is. It's a little complicated, but there is a spiritual connection because one of the things about Christianity I liked as a pastor at that time, and I guess once one, always one, but was that if you pay attention to the history of Christianity, it goes through different stages, and it originally started like as a healing community where people were forgiven not only of sins and diseases and stuff like that, but as a community that was interested in something else besides all the troubles in the world. And there's something about dancing and drumming and music that Jesus was he wasn't like a shaman with a drum or with dreams or with potions or stuff like that, except for spit one time, I think.
Right. Yeah, always a different way of miraculously healing, right? That time was spit and mud in the eye.
The sense of joy and community is something you can't divide up. If you're going to have a group really enjoying and feeling connected, except in the West, there was this sort of like mind-body split, where religion became something that you thought
cerebral,
and you believed as a creed, whatever, and you were in and out depending on how you agreed with that intellectual conceptual domain.
Right,
and I think that really the singing and the drumming and dancing and so forth, and even the Tai Chi, brings those things together as the influence of the East, especially in the Taoist religions and Buddhist religions, really put those two together, not in a like this, instead of like this.
Okay.
At loggerheads. Uh-huh.
A fusion of mind and spirit.
There you go. Body and spirit. Body, mind, and spirit were the trio of theology of that time.
Right.
And I think still abides today to a certain extent. It was one of the gifts that we received from the East, is to realize how far we've gotten from the earth. Mm-hmm. And it's so I think all these things bring us down to the basics. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the theology comes in.
And it sounds like building community too.
Absolutely.
Because you said the connection.
There's no such thing as religion without the community. Yes. There's no such thing as drumming and dancing without the community.
Right.
And so those are ways that definitely has a spiritual,
absolutely,
theological,
and for our theme of the retreat with abundance, it sounds like an abundance of community connections. Uh-huh. Would you say that?
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
That's a good point to bring together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So awesome. You got me wanting to say a benediction here.
Well, you go. Why don't you go ahead? We can end with a prayer.
I've said enough.
All right. You're good. Thank you all.
Time to drum and get it going.
It's good. Well, this is a wonderful story. And I'll look for that video on the Facebook, and we'll see if we can share that link too for folks that are listening and see a little bit more.
We might be able to find it before we not on this interview. Before we go.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this audio recording from the All Church Retreat at Caldwell Presbyterian Church on October 28th, 2023. You can learn more about our church by visiting www.caldwellpresby.org. We would love to have you visit our church and worship with us on Sunday mornings, learn more about us and our mission in Charlotte, North Carolina, and have you join our work as we seek to serve God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Our mission statement at Caldwell Presbyterian is, we seek to build a diverse, intentional, affirming community animated by joyful worship and called forth into social action for service to the greater good. We seek to hear God's call not only as individuals, but also as a progressive, missional community striving to reflect the kingdom of God in the here and now. We embrace the rich history of the Reformed tradition and the storied past of our Center City Church as we welcome a diverse community of seekers, all ages, races, and ethnicities, sexual orientations, cultural and economic backgrounds, gender identities, and family structures, all people. We are called into a meaningful, transformative community that values the unique blessings and perspectives of each member and offers a place of welcome and healing to weary souls. We seek dynamic servant leaders who serve humbly, embrace change, and boldly challenge injustices in the wider community. Most importantly, we seek to proclaim the gospel in both word and deed, following the life and teachings of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you this day.